You're listening to SBS News.
It may be known as the hidden killer, but sepsis is responsible for 1 in 5 deaths around the world. The alarming figure comes after the most comprehensive analysis of the condition yet, and is double previous estimates. Australian Professor Simon Finfer from the George Institute for Global Health co-authored the Global Burden of Disease study.
There are twice as many cases as previous estimates, so approximately 50 million people a year suffer sepsis, resulting in 11 million deaths. The worst places in terms of incidence and mortality are in sub-Saharan Africa and actually in our region.
The life-threatening disease is caused by the body's immune system going into overdrive to fight a bacterial infection. Instead of just fighting the infection, it starts attacking other parts of the body too, and can result in organ damage and failure. Symptoms include high fevers, shivering, rapid heart rate, not passing urine, muscle pains, and disorientation. Sepsis can affect anyone, but most at risk are the very young and old. The leading triggers of sepsis are diarrheal infections or lung diseases. Socioeconomic factors can also play a role. Professor Finfer says people in the sub-Saharan Africa and Southeast Asia are particularly affected.
In low-income countries, stuff that we basically take for advantage, like clean water, clean healthcare, clean childbirth, those are relatively inexpensive, low-technology solutions that can significantly reduce the burden in those countries. But a national sepsis action plan is recommended for all countries, including Australia.
A third of people who contact sepsis die. Survivors are often left with ongoing health complications. 32-year-old Karina Valentine has lived this nightmare. In 2015, the mother of two thought she had the flu, but was eventually admitted to hospital and her vital organs began shutting down. She's now a quadruple amputee.
Unimaginable, the changes, you know, to even being able to relearning how to brush your teeth and brush your hair, let alone being able to help my kids with their teeth or their hair or getting themselves dressed. I couldn't do any of that initially, but now I'm getting back into, you know, learning new ways to do everything in my life.
Ms. Valentine and her family want to raise awareness about sepsis.
Really, the message is if it just doesn't feel right, if you aren't getting better, if you can't get your fever down or your heart rate's racing or your blood pressure's a bit low, just go. But not only go to hospital, but you've really got to know the word, and you've just got to go in and advocate for yourself. Could this be sepsis? I'm really unwell this time. It's just not right.
Doctors agree one challenge is identifying the patients with sepsis early in order to treat them before it's too late. Early treatment with antibiotics or antivirals can make a massive difference. Karina Valentine says her brush with sepsis and with death has changed her life and the lives of her family forever. But they're looking to the future.
You know, we've pretty much lost a few years of our life because it's been so focused on me and my recovery and my rehab. But this year we're really looking forward to really battling along with the rehab, becoming a lot more mobile. I'm hoping to look back into starting to drive.
Researchers hope that coming to grips with the true scale of the disease will raise awareness and save more lives. Tyron Butson, SBS News.